To Nightfall 4. Hey, what's up? I just got to put you as a co-host. Give me a second here. Usually with these spaces, when it's busy at night, invite someone up to speak first and then bring them on as co-host one at a time. So I'm going to make you co-host. And thank you very much, Terra Spaces, for coming along. So how are you? Let's go. Let's like wait for a moment, if you don't mind. I'm sure you're busy.
No, I'm good.
You've got a session coming up pretty soon in about 30 minutes, correct?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to be playing a continuation of our campaign.
So real quick, I mean, this is being recorded, so anyone can listen to it anytime. What's going on tonight? Is it being broadcasted? Can anyone watch it? What's going on?
Yeah, we're going to be recording it. I think we're going to be streaming the last adventure that we had last week, which was a lot of role-playing. And sort of getting to know how our characters met and really finding out that there's something sort of sinister going on in the world. And this adventure tonight is a lot more combat and strategy oriented. So, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, but we're essentially going to be doing a different type of game tonight than we did last time.
Yeah, real quick, what happened last time? Before we get into a little bit about the project and the mint and everything that's going on, why you're special. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on tonight, why it's different versus last time. I think I watched Tank live playing the game for the first time a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago almost. What happened? Mm-hmm. What's different tonight?
Well, so Tank kind of wasn't able to keep playing with us. I mean, his schedule was just too busy, but we have someone else that's sort of adventuring with us that we met. And we basically told the story about how we met Tank and sort of, he ended up going back through a portal and seeing his family. So he kind of had a happy ending. And then
what?
The rest of us. Yeah.
Hold on a second. Rewind. Stop play. What?
Yeah. I mean, like you got to play consistently every week when you're playing with a group. So if you're not able to make it to every group, it kind of, everyone else kind of suffers too. So it, you know, the hard part about this game is it's a 4-player game. So you have to play with your team consistently week after week. But it's probably going to be every other week for 3 hours to 4 hours at most. And you really can't play more than that. So it's kind of how we structured it.
Yeah. Very good stuff. So about how long is each game? The last time I played D&D, well, Dungeons and Dragons, this is like in early 1980s, late 70s, 1980s, there was like Fiend's Folio. And I remember there was like the Dungeon Master, whatever manual and stuff like that, and all the funky die. And then you could just have one session. It usually lasts about 3 or 4 hours or something like that, or as long as you wanted to make it go until you got, I think there were hit points and something like that. This is like, I'm talking Lee, this is like 40 years ago, over 40 years ago. So how long does it take now? By the way, Lee, I invited you up for co-host, so you got yourself on mute. Go ahead and rip away.
Oh yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, what were you asking? Sorry, I was actually talking for a while here.
It's okay. Terra Spaces got it all. I'm sure they did. Last time I played Dungeons and Dragons,
no, was it? Yeah. It's pretty much the same as it was before. It's just when I played a long time ago, it was second edition. Now it's fifth edition, and they're even coming out with D&D 1. I think is just sort of a new rule set, but it's actually very easy to learn. It's very easy to play, but it's sort of hard to be a dungeon master. You have to know quite a bit of lore and background information. So someone, you know, our dungeon master's been playing for years to master his skills, and he's actually been building this game for the last 10 years. So it's really a lot of thought out stuff. It's got its own theology and political systems and continents and all the players are sort of playing individually in the game, in teams of four, but they're impacting the other groups. So if you kill the king of some place, it's going to impact the entire world and every group in it. So kind of everyone's going to want to stay in touch of what's going on. So at the end of each game, we're going to try to record and then break the game down into small, you know, sort of sections about what happened, maybe a 2-minute, 3-minute summary so that the other players can watch that, sort of know what happened in the other games and see how it's going to impact them before they play.
So it's like a Netflix series. If you don't want to play, you can always hear about it, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. A lot of people will be watching. So, you know, there's a sort of, there's a show on, what is it, Amazon Prime called Critical Role. And they live stream Dungeons and Dragons for 3 to 4 hours with the group of voice actors, basically. And they've made a cartoon, and basically they have a whole bunch of products. They're selling books. And that's kind of what we want to do. But we want to make it much bigger. So all of the players, we have going to have 400 players at some point here, ooh, are going to be sort of part owners in the company and really hopefully be very motivated to do well because it helps everyone. So like every company, there's a bit of a pyramid, but this is a much flatter pyramid because we're giving 50% of our profits away to the DAO holders, which is basically the players.
Yeah, when we get a larger audience, you're good. What you're going to be starting up in about, I don't know, 25 minutes. I'm sure you need it, like 5 minutes of breathing time between this space and the next thing that you do. But we'll get into the whole idea of the NFTs and why they're important and tokenomics and all that kind of stuff later. But I was very let's take it back a little bit. Hey, welcome aboard. We've got some people in here. We got ZYZYY, and we've got Escabine, and Terra Spaces is in here as well. Sorry, guys, I gave it very, very little notice, and this is how it happens in the other spaces. Usually with Nightfall, it's way in advance. I get things set up, and Lee and I talked about this earlier, and then we decided on it tonight, and so it's being recorded, and that's the most important thing. So, okay, it doesn't matter if anyone's here. That's what it comes down to. it's recorded. So let's go back to the beginning because you got plenty of time, man. 25 minutes.
Yep.
Let's talk about the genesis of the whole thing. A little bit about you. I mean, your presentation at NFT Nashville was like less than 25 minutes between all of you. So you got plenty of space. So let's talk about the genesis of it all, how you started in D&D and all that stuff.
Well, my original idea, I started this with a couple friends, and my idea was I wanted to create a company that was fun with my friends so that if it became successful, they were coming with me on that journey. And, you know, I wanted to pick some guys that were really honest and would not do anything bad. I mean, they're not the sharkiest guys, but they're really loyal and honest and good people.
Good.
And they're fun to hang out with. So that was sort of my idea. And my friend Brad, who's a software engineer,
I remember that you presented that at NFT Nashville, that you were talking about your friends and your history with them and how much you trusted them and stuff. So yeah, keep going. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, he wanted to start a gaming company and ultimately make a video game. That was sort of his idea, his dream. So I took his idea. My friend, Sanju, is my other partner. I went to psychiatry residency with him in Delaware, and he's a child psychiatrist. I mean, he's mostly involved with investing and stuff like that, but I mean, he was crucial early on, and you know, for a conservative guy, he actually really got invested in this thing and sort of threw a lot into it. So we wouldn't be here without him, as well. And then we have Donovan, who's our newest partner, and he's our dungeon master. He's going to be running all the games and sort of he's built this world. He's got multiple other games in production. So it's really amazing. We found him and he found us sort of just by luck. And it's, yeah, I think,
tell us a bit about that. Just to go back a little bit. I played D&D. The last time I played was probably in 1980. The dungeon master kind of sucked. So, I mean, the dungeon master is very, very important. So can you explain a little bit about that?
Should play with him. Like I'll set up a game with you if you want.
He's a trip. I saw him. I didn't meet him at NFT, but I listened to him speak and I saw him in the audience. So yeah, please tell us a bit about why he's special.
So yeah, I mean, I, kind of early on, I realized from the beginning when we started our validators that we really needed to do something for the community if we wanted to succeed. Otherwise, what differentiated us from other validators? I mean, we vote in governance and we're pretty actively involved in that. We always discuss things before we vote. But we really wanted to do something big for the community. And the biggest thing that I think I can do is bring people into Cosmos from Ethereum and Solana, Cardano, other blockchains with the gaming, because there's a ton of DeFi projects out there, but there's not really any good Web3 games. And I wouldn't say that we're entirely Web3, because other than the NFTs and some of the other things we're doing, it's mostly out of Web3, because a true game like this, if it's played entirely on the blockchain, it's very limited. So we do have a 3D interface that's in Steam that's called Tailspire. It's probably the best 3D interface that exists for Dungeons & Dragons. The game is still traditional tabletop Dungeons & Dragons, but you can very much see the world that you're in from first person or top down. There's a million ways that you can kind of view it. And you can look, and anything your character can see in that map, your character can see in real life. So if you see something hidden, then you can say to the Dungeon Master, hey, I see something in that thing. Can I investigate that? So it's purposely designed to really get you to interact with it. And then we're having video and audio from Discord, which, you know, video is optional if you don't want to dox yourself, but you really do have to talk, because you just can't hit buttons. You really have to be engaging and interacting your character, and you're engaging with your team and role playing with them. And the Dungeon Master is running this play, and you don't know what's going to happen. So you're just sort of working together to solve puzzles and get further along.
Yeah, I occasionally work for a secret network, and I represent them at trade shows and conferences, and every once in a while. And Bushido is I think the only game that's actually built on Cosmos, totally built on Cosmos. It's a very Web 2 feeling game, but they've gotten really good with the graphics and stuff. They're really, really good, really great people. Yeah. And perhaps it could be taken there sometime, but you know what? I understand the fact that it has to be like sort of like in real time on like video and audio sort of stuff. Tell us a little bit about the split between that and what you're doing with the NFT side and the validation side. If you want to talk more about the gaming and what happens during the games, that's fine. We have plenty of time for that. But eventually I want to talk about the validator, the validators that you run, which networks they run on. You know, the NFT, I think it's really hot because I'm not much of an NFT guy. And I like you. I'm very much a utilitarian. If I'm looking for like real world applications for NFTs that have not happened yet, I've been bitching for years about it. But I saw your presentation. I was very impressed. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, we're a gaming company, but we're also a crypto company as well. And we have to grow both sides of that sort of simultaneously and synergistically. So, you know, the idea was I didn't want to entirely be a crypto project because our tokenomics are very conservative. You actually can't invest in our company. You can't buy our DAO tokens anywhere. There's not going to be liquidity pools, at least for a long time. And really, they have zero value other than the fact that every single month, any tokens that you hold give you 50% of all of our validator profits. Plus, we're donating all of the proceeds from the NFT sales to a DAO, to the DAO, and actually staking them with our validator. And every month, they will get the interest on that, plus the half the commission. So really,
repeat that one more time. I'm sorry, it's recorded, but go ahead and repeat that one more time for anyone that doesn't get it. Like me, I'm a bit thick in the head, but say it one more time. What happens with the... for example, someone doesn't like D&D and they still want to get involved, what makes it special for them, and why would they want to buy the NFT?
Well, I think the NFT is going to go up in value. I mean, if you are playing a game that's extremely entertaining and you're making a good amount of money to do that, in the future, I think a lot of people are going to struggle finding jobs. There's going to be a lot of robots and AI, and I think people are going to need a purpose and something fun. And this gives them that. It's not addicting. It's every other week for 3 to 4 hours. You can't play it every day, all day, all night. And it pays you money, and you're owning part of a community where we're all gaming together. So the validator project is sort of tied into that. I mean, they're not owning the actual validators themselves, but they're getting a huge share of the profits and basically enriching themselves just by helping us, and we're helping them at the same time.
Great. Anything else you want to add about that? I have so many questions. I just need a moment to just catch my brain for a second here. Signal's in as well. Signal's always, and by the way, Signal, I bought your first, I bought your second, whatever it was, NFT, I bought it. You're welcome to speak as well if you have any questions. Finn is in here. We got a lot of people, so go ahead and ask questions, but go ahead, Crypto.
Yeah. What else did you want to ask me?
No, nothing. I just want you to ramble.
I can ramble. Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing about, okay, so how does it work? Actually, get down to the mathematics as far as, I minted two NFTs. I've got two other Cosmos Kepler wallets. I plan to mint four more. Sorry, I'm a bit of a hog on this one.
I would say that if you don't want to play and you're an investor and you buy the NFT, you want to hold it for a little while and wait until players really start getting revenues. But I mean, if you're smart, you actually try D&D for one time, see if you like it. We have an awesome dungeon master. It's great for guys that are in the beginning and learning. And I mean, he can make it fun for really advanced people as well. We're launching multiple games too. We're going to have a hardcore mode for people that don't like role playing as much and they want to do a lot of combat and looting and just getting more and more powerful. So there's another game that we're working on. Our dungeon master is also working on a card game, sort of similar to Magic the Gathering, which is actually cards, not on crypto. But like I said, we're half in crypto and half in the real world with just being a gaming company. So we're planning on having multiple products and things that we're going to develop. I'm trying to think of what else I could say. We're going to be streaming tonight, like we said.
On Twitter or on YouTube?
We're having it on YouTube. I did post a link, but it might be on our Dungeon Masters YouTube this game. And then I think next week we're starting the film with the Crypto Dungeon YouTube. And we'll be there.
Tell us a little bit also, I like going backward all the time. Tell us a little bit about you divulged a lot at NFT Nashville and about yourself. And then you also talked about Donovan and the program he's going through right now. I thought a very interesting point that you said that it was not addictive, and that brought me back to your career as far as medicine and that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? That you only play it once. So just start from there. Your background, Donovan's background, and go ahead.
Yeah. My background's kind of weird. So, like I said, I'm a psychiatrist, but I actually started out in computer science, and I did have an interest in making video games, but come to find out that computer science is not just about that. I had 3 years of calculus, linear algebra, differential equations. It was a lot of coding that wasn't fun and wasn't what I was thinking it was going to be. So I ended up leaving there. And then I got a degree in finance and accounting after that, but I didn't really enjoy selling mutual funds and life insurance and all that. I didn't see myself doing that in the future. And my father's a physician and he loves what he does. I think he gets a lot of respect from his patients. He helps people. It's a very stable thing. I mean, I got into medicine and I never thought I would be a psychiatrist either, but sort of just fell into it and really liked it. Just, I love talking to people and getting to understand them. And Dungeons & Dragons is very much an immersive game like that. You're really getting to know the other players that you're playing with. You form a relationship with them. Even your characters have relationships in the game because you're acting and you're actually playing out their personality instead of yours. So if you're playing an evil character, you have to go kill people. I mean, you're acting out whatever your character does. So it's a little bit of role playing in there as well. But go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. How about Donovan? Oh, go ahead. Finish what you're going to say, and then let's get on to Donovan for just a quick second. And he's got a very interesting resume as well.
So he's a PhD history professor, but during COVID, what he told me was that he sort of just didn't want to do that at that point and started becoming a professional dungeon master. He works doing this full time, supports himself, and he's very, very good at what he does. He's a voice actor. He is very much an entertainer. So when you play with him privately, it's about $200 a game. So he's not cheap, and I think he's just at the edge of becoming very, very famous.
So yeah, he's good. He's damn good. I listened to him, and I got him back into D&D for the first time in like 40 years. I was like watching that live stream with you and Tank and him, and I was like, wow, I can't believe I'm go ahead, Signal. If you want to say something, Signal, go ahead. And eventually I want to get into tokenomics, and I mean, not tokenomics, but as far as the NFT, the sales that are going on with the NFT are at what, 30% mint or 30 something percent mint right now, minted. And I want to push that because that's something that's very, very important, because I think it's a very good investment. Yeah, say years from now, because I think you're a very driven dude. I've met you in person. You're extremely driven. I've heard your personal story, great detail on your personal story and how many times you tried for things, when things didn't work out and you made them work. And this is one of those things where you don't have a grifter in Cosmos. I think Crypto Dungeon is the antithesis of grift. So, and you're self-funded, by the way. So there's a lot I want to try to, we only have 11 minutes. So I just want to bring up anyone here who wants to ask questions, or if you want to add more to what I prodded you on.
I had a question, if I can.
Oh, yeah, of course you can. No problem.
Hey, guys. Hey. I'm sorry I missed you guys at NFT Nashville. I wish I could have been there. I'm a big fan of what you're doing with Crypto Dungeon. I minted one as well for our like project wallet. I got like the White Fang. I posted it in your Discord. I wanted to ask just quickly. So I know you're starting with like one session, I think, for like the people that hold the highest rarity. I was just curious your plan for how you scale that out for like more people to get to play into play sessions and things like that. Is it, is it going to be hypothetically like, yeah, just tell me about it.
It should be two groups, assuming we mint, because there's eight of the rarest NFTs. So they'll be first. And it costs us about $200 per group to play every other week. So it's as we generate more and more revenue from our validator, and we are net positive, we're not paying ourselves anything out of this. So it's just kind of something we're doing. And if the game gets big and we're able to roll it out to more and more players, then our validator should become more successful. And I think we'll become profitable. So really I'm pouring as much as I can to make the players have a lot of fun and hopefully make some money. And then we win in the process.
Yeah, that's really cool, man. And I think that this kind of like novel kind of thing is like, it brings a lot of kind of cultural value to both. I mean, I know you're on Juno, big part of Juno, as well as Stargaze now with this NFT. It's this kind of thing, like just brings a lot of, yeah, like kind of cultural value to the chains you're on, I think, just providing like fun social experiences for people. I'm a big fan of it.
I am not a Twitter guy. I actually never really went on seriously until May of this year. So I had really less than 100 followers is in May, and we're close to 25,000 now. And most of what my goal was is, well, I want to get Cosmos people, but I also want to get Ethereum, Solana, and other communities and bring them into Cosmos through the game. And Stargaze is pretty easy to navigate and use, and it's a very efficient blockchain. I think if someone's going to get into Cosmos, that's a good way to go. And then our DAO is built on Juno, so basically, we're pouring 50% of all of our profits into that Juno DAO, and we could be doing an NFT auction house there where there's an in-game economy. We don't really make anything from that, but it gives the players more of a tokenomic in the game, and no one can cheat. There's no way to get inside that internal economy, so you can't just buy tokens for that and get ahead of other players.
And if I could just ask one more question.
Yeah.
For the validator revenue share, is that based off that what you hold the tokens from that internal economy you're talking about, or is that based on these NFTs?
You talking about our profitability?
That you said that I think 50% of the validator revenue share goes to the DAO, right?
The so profits, the DAO, yeah.
Profits. The profits. After okay, expenses. Profits. Yeah, yeah. Okay, got you. The profits. So does that come, is that DAO governed by these NFTs that were for sale on Stargaze, or is it
no.
governed by the other token that people I think earn as kind of like as experience?
Yeah, so there is the NFT, which you need to play the game, but then we have a DAO token on Juno. It's called DUNC, Dungeon Coin. We did have a small airdrop. I have to actually code it, but I'm still waiting for a few people to respond on something. And then I'm airdropping those tokens. That's the only time that people are ever going to be able to get our token other than playing the game. So the more you play, if you're staking, every game you're earning DAO tokens. And the higher percentage of DAO tokens you hold, the more percentage of our revenue that we're sharing with you. So every month you're getting revenue from the validator and also from all the stake stars from the proceeds of the mint. So I'm not personally making money on the mint. I'm probably losing 10,000 because I had to pay the artist. They're all hand drawn. But I'll just write that off and I don't really care. And, you know, I think it makes the community happy. So I really think we're not charging that much. We're charging 4,000 stars for a lifetime membership to a private gaming club where I'm not going to fail. So I have learned that if as long as you don't quit, you keep going, you're going to make it. So we've hit a lot of hurdles. We got knocked out of the Cosmos active set 6 times. We are ranked 170 now out of 180. And I expect once the game launches, that should go even better. So we're not asking for anything other than people to play with us and hopefully stake their atoms and other Juno and Stargaze. And we also do Comdex, Desmos, Crescent, and Evmos. And we do Stride through the Cosmos Hub, and we're working on Neutron. Just didn't want to mess it up before we launched that.
You don't want to do Secret, trust me. That's what validators say. But talk to Todd about that one.
Secret?
Any other... Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, Signal, excellent questions, my man. Thank you. I mean, you got to the crux of the conversation right there with your questions. I appreciate that. This is like done at a moment's notice, basically. And anyone else here? We got Rick Spindler in here as well. We got a lot of people in here. Any last questions? Because I know you have to take off pretty soon. And this has got to be the shortest space I've ever had. So guys, raise your hands.
I'll stay until I got to go because I think everyone else is coming in when they can come in.
Okay, cool. We're glad to have you here. So go ahead. Anyone who wants to speak, just request the mic and that'd be nice. Thank you.
I'm gonna hop down, but I just wanted to say before the artist did a really good job as well. It's like a really nice kind of like retro style that like, I don't know, fits that kind of RPG. I'm a big D&D fan, so just very excited about your project. Great job, guys.
Yeah, I think our Dungeon Master was worried that Dungeons & Dragons people wouldn't be attracted to crypto, but what I said was basically crypto people are all sort of nerds, and a lot of them probably play D&D or have in the past, so I figured this is going to be a good niche.
Well, crypto is kind of like a big role-playing game.
Yeah.
You know,
you got Mayor Ed on here as well. Mayor was sorry guys, not to interrupt you, but Mayor Ed was down in Nashville as well, and he had to unfortunately leave. Welcome aboard, Mayor Ed, and glad to have you here. Come up and speak. And I got some other requests, but they haven't come up yet. So keep them coming. I thanks a lot for Signal for basically distilling it down to what I wanted to ask. And for me. And yeah, go ahead, Mayor.
Hello. How's it going? I just saw that you guys were on, wanted to pop in and say hello. And did Signal have to cut out? Oh, he's still down there. I was wondering, is that the open mint happening right now on Stargaze? The open minter?
Yeah, it is. Sorry, I'm just preparing to jump into this game too. It is, and we're at 31%. So I think it's like 120 something out of 400. So really, we're doing okay, but I think we had a lot of competition when we first got in. There was a bunch of Kuji projects. All of Stargaze crashed. So we tend to have really good luck on these things.
Yeah, that was Friday, right? Last week. I remember that.
But it's never really stopped us, so I don't know. obstacles, they happen, but we just keep going over them.
Very cool. Well, I will check it out.
Absolutely. I mean, there's only 400, right? So tell me a little bit what happened with my mint. The first, I only bought one at the beginning, and I got like the rarity, top 1% rarity. How does that work? I mean, guys, as far as
the rarity, rarity's kind of messed up because I'm sorry, hold on a second. I'm getting bad background sounds here. I'm not a computer guy, and I had to code this project, the NFT project, myself on Stargaze. I've never had to do that before. The artist is a good artist. He's not an NFT artist. So I spent like several nights pulling all nighters, trying to reorganize the art, and actually had a lot of help from Stargaze, very last minute. So we were able to launch, but people in the whitelist, they had about 3 hours to get on because I was just rushing. We didn't want to have to push it back, but I don't know, in retrospect, it probably would have been not that bad since we were competing with two Kuji projects that were super hyped up. But I don't know, I still think we can pull this mint out. Just have to keep pushing every day.
So before you go, I mean, you're going to go in any second. I know people are probably going to wait. They're waiting for you, or you're going to have to get on very soon. But if you can give us one like sales pitch, and you used to be a salesman at one time. For a long time, actually, door to door, you know how to do it. Give us a pitch for buying the NFTs. Why should I do it now? Why is time of the essence? And everything. I mean, give us every close you could possibly can, because I think it's a very, very good project, excellent project. And anything I touch, by the way, anything I buy on Stargaze just dies. So I bought two of them already. So hopefully you'll break that one. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I think for one, we're bringing probably a very unique playing experience that's never been attempted before in all of crypto to Cosmos, which is going to bring in hopefully a lot of users from other ecosystems. Our game is a lot of fun, and we're developing multiple games. So the NFT is the key to accessing all of these games. Basically, and you're paying $40. So there's no game that you can play, World of Warcraft, I mean, that you're going to play $40 for the whole lifetime of the game. And the only way that we're able to fund it is with the validator profit. So it becomes very easy for someone to get into this early and hold that NFT, and hopefully they want to play our game and earn even more because they're having an awesome experience by a professional dungeon master. And I mean, you're just making passive income for life just to play a game and be part of a community.
Yeah, and we got Joe in the audience as well. Finn's also up. Finn, do you have any comments? Or Joe, do you want to add anything? Because that whole presentation just blew everything away, I thought.
I was here for Joe's speech for winning the AA DAO grant. And I also wanted to let everyone know, I pinned it up in the nest. If you haven't heard by now, be careful out there. The Jackal Protocol Twitter account has been compromised, so do not interact with it. I'm just kind of making the rounds, spreading the word. So, you know, be safe out there, yo.
Thanks for the PSA, my friend. Appreciate recording as well.
All right. I probably have to get running here soon. We're about to launch our game. But, yeah, we're going to be streaming it on YouTube through Popcorn's Palace, which is our Dungeon Masters company. And then next week, we're going to start streaming it through Crypto Dungeons. We have to start building up that subscription base, because that's another source of revenue that we could be using to grow our game and keep expanding. So that's going to be a big part.
Great stuff. And one of the rare things about this whole space is that it's actually being recorded and memorialized by Terra Spaces and Finn and company. So we appreciate that. Anyone can listen to it later. You have to take off pretty soon, probably in the next minute or so. Any parting thoughts or messages for us?
Not that I have, really. I mean, I think I said a lot.
Yeah, I think it's pretty well covered. My take is, I don't really buy NFTs all that much. I own a lot of, I actually own quite a, maybe 25 different collections, but, I happen to think that this, after your presentation in NFT Nashville, I was very much convinced that this had utility, and I can make money. I can play. I can get back into D&D. At the same time, I could actually realize some profits. And I think this is the real value for me is that I think that you're such a driven dude. I mean, I've heard your life story and it has not been released here because, I mean, it's just like any other life story. Just you persevered through everything no matter what. And we talked on the side for a while. And I just said, damn, this guy is like running a project. He's got all these people. He's one driven MF, right? And he's not going to let this die no matter what. And I haven't seen this in Cosmos. In the 4 years I've been in Cosmos, I've not seen it yet. I said, I'm buying these NFTs. So it's an investment for me.
And you're pumping me up. That's awesome. I'm really good to hear that.
Thank you. Well, no, I was blown away. So I just want to meet people at NFT Nashville. And then I heard your speech and your presentation. And I was like, wow, you know, among others. And so
you're a great guy too. I mean, I'm equally impressed.
Well, I think the great guys in this room are Joe and Tank, who's not here, and Gaines. And I'm forgetting names here, but all the sponsors, man, they're awesome. So I really appreciate for them for like throwing a great conference for $80. For $80, I went to NFT Nashville, drove a piece of shit Prius all the way to Nashville, right? And I'm like, dude, I spent nothing, and I got so much value from meeting all these great people that I already know on CT. So that was the most important thing, and your presentation was awesome. Anyway, we're gonna call it a night, guys. Thanks a lot for everyone for coming in and for. Nightfall, which used to be called Nocturnal Emissions.
You guys keep talking without me if you want. I mean, you don't have to end it because I'm gone.
Oh, well, what we'll do is we'll get rid of like the recording part and we'll like start some other space at like 10 o'clock or something like that. And could just absolutely get blotted until like 4 o'clock in the morning, which usually happens. But
maybe I'll jump back on after our game.
All right, man. Good luck. Thank you so much for coming in. And thanks everyone for being here. All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Have a good night, guys.
Gus, you want to do a later one, maybe?
Yeah, you let me know, my friends. Go ahead. We'll do it.
All right, man.
Good to hear from you. Yeah. Good to see you.
Take care.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye. Bye.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lay stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Eats tearing apart your community. All these low hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10 stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. We'll be right back. Channel Spaces.